proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
A dollar a holler. That's a radio term for people who sell advertising cheaply. You go, they're full. They have no room to put any other clients, but I mean, they're selling it for a dollar a holler over there. Meaning commercials are cheap. A holler.
That's what we got.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, Halloween is what? Is that next week or 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks from today. It's on a Thursday this year.
That's crazy.
What, that it's on a Thursday? Or that it's that fast?
It's that fast.
That quickly approaching.
Yeah.
So, Riggins, you didn't do this when you had a serious girlfriend, but if you did have a serious girlfriend who was all into the idea of y'all wearing costumes at 37 years of age, would you do it?
It depends on how long we were together.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say no, but I know I could be talked into almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
And you admit that you get pressured into doing things, like you'll file peer pressure and
100%. I've got no spine. So, I could be talked into it, but no, I wouldn't want to. I think it's ridiculous.
Okay. So if you agreed to it, would you have to know what the costume is first before you agreed to it?
Yeah, probably. I might agree to it, and then unless it's something really stupid, like you're going to be a nutsack or something, I'd have to put my foot down. But I think I'd probably be on board with anything.
I think the main thing for me, if I were going to wear a costume, would be how much trouble is it going to be to deal with all night?
Yeah.
You know?
Face paint. I don't want to paint my face in anything. I don't want to wear a mask. I'd have some rules.
Well, no mask and no makeup paint or anything. And they're pretty limited.
I'll put the costume on.
If you're going to be a pirate, you'll just put on a headband and be a do-rag.
I think so. Just don't put anything on my face. I don't want that.
Have you ever worn full makeup for anything?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You never done a skit in school or anything where you had to pretend to be a woman?
I really don't think so.
Yeah.
I just know I wouldn't like it.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, it's nasty.
It doesn't seem like fun.
I was in the theater.
Yeah.
The theater major. We had to learn how to do makeup if you were a theater major. And I'm like, I don't want to know this.
That's not the fun part of being in the school play.
And I also had to learn how to build sets, which I can't build a damn thing.
No, that wasn't going to work.
I'm not good with construction.
No. Did you ever do a Shakespeare?
No, but I did a play that was written in verse.
Yeah.
Hiawatha.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Thank you. In today's world, they probably wouldn't do Hiawatha.
Oh, really?
Because they'd call it cultural appropriation. Because it was all about, you had to pretend to be Indians. And we didn't have any, Native Americans in the theater. It was all just black and white people.
Oh, yeah. That probably wouldn't have flown now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do were you Peter Pan in anything?
No. No. My favorite play, which I actually won a Louisiana Tech Tony Award for, but I don't mean to be flexing on everybody.
Too late.
It was Noises Off was the name of the play. It was a British play, and it was a play within a play, meaning it was about a company that was trying to do a play. So, you're the actor. You're two characters. You're playing the actor and the part that the actor was playing in the play they were doing.
Brother.
Yeah, with a British accent.
As a young person.
Mm-hmm. And they made a movie of it with Christopher Reeve. He was in the movie. I can't remember who else was in it, though.
Christopher Reeve, the Superman?
Superman, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they made an Americanized version of it, I think, for the big screen.
Mm.
Noises Off.
Okay.
And I think Christopher Reeve played the part that I played.
Really?
So I'm guessing he studied my performance.
Get me that tape.
Yeah.
Get me that tape. Did you ever have an on-stage kiss?
Oh, yeah. I had that in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that play?
I don't remember what it was called. But
kids kissing?
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
Would they do that today?
I don't think so.
I mean, but they let them, you know, what do you call that? That dancing?
Twerking?
No.
Dancing? Daggering?
Daggering. They let them dagger in the halls in between class now. So I'm
anybody
sure.
else would have never gotten that. But knowing our history, I was like, oh, he's talking about daggering.
Yeah. They let the kids do all that, but they probably wouldn't let them do it on stage at a play.
That'd be funny to stage a prank, like go to a dance class. I'm like, what week do we learn daggering? I'm like, no, this is salsa. And
yeah, I might have a picture of kissing a girl in a high school play on my phone.
Wow. Is she pretty?
Yeah, I wasn't going to, I mean, not kissing an ugly chick.
Director.
I'd say I'll sit this one out. We could have shaken hands on the deal or something.
You say you might have that picture in your phone?
Yeah.
Because there's
one of my old classmates was listening to the show one day on the app and heard me say that I don't have any of my yearbooks or anything. So when I did the Misfits trip where we went across the country in a limo with no money, hoboing our way through, she let us stay at her camp house one night.
Right. Yeah, I remember.
And she brought the yearbook because she was going to show all of the Misfits, you know, what I was like in high school, how I was the, as the kids say now, the shizzle.
You are right. That is what they say.
Did it bring back all the memories?
Yeah. See, that's the thing about having almost eidetic memories, that the memories are always there. They never go away. So,
yeah, unless it's like your email password.
Yeah, stuff like that.
That one is in one ear and out.
And you know
why?
Because I never see it written. I only hear it. Because you're not supposed to write down, you know, they don't write down your passwords. So the way my memory works, I have to see something and then...
Like almost like if I were to text you the password.
Yeah. But now I, like the one I asked you for the other day, I knew that. I was just double checking.
Yeah.
You know, because I also have this fear that I'm going to try it and it's not going to work and it's going to shut me out. And then,
like an ATM.
Yeah.
It's going to eat your card. Mm. That's scary too.
Oh, yeah.
Punching it in. I would freak out if it was like after the first one, it's like incorrect. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. And I automatically think, okay, I accidentally hit a wrong button, but now I don't remember what it was. I got it because now the pressure is on to get it right.
You're panicked.
Yeah. And I forget it.
My bank just emailed me this week and said, hey, good news. We've upped your daily limit for withdrawals on ATMs. And I thought that was pretty much standard.
Yeah.
It used to be $1,000 was the daily limit you could withdraw from an ATM. Well, they doubled it. Now it's $2,000. I'm like, what does that mean?
Let's go do it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Please.
Let's go see if it works.
So I can put it right back in there. Not that I even have $2,000, but I even like looked online. I was like, is everybody getting these emails? But I couldn't find a single thing. Have you ever had that happen?
It wouldn't come to me.
Oh,
anyway.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you get
You'll
those
go
for
to
credit.
Jody.
It goes, you get that for credit cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start using them, like, congratulations, we upped your limit. Yeah. You can spend $150,000. Like, great,
nice,
awesome.
But you know how many people fall for that?
Oh, I bet a lot.
Yeah, and they think, yeah, man, let's go out. I just got a new, got a new limit, man.
I got a couple extra G's. That's free money. Yeah, you don't know any of that stuff, huh?
No.
That's probably a good thing. Just keep you out of it.
But I mean, but I'm not at a point in my life where if I knew it, I'd be using it, you know?
Right. No, no.
Like if I knew that we had whatever limit we had on the ATM withdrawal, that I would go get the limit.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't even buy a shirt at TJ Maxx unless I, you know, tell Jody, I think I might go get a shirt today.
Yeah. And that's, do you ever feel like infantilized by that?
No.
That's good.
But it just, I watched my dad growing up, how he would just go or now we have this new note on something that he had, you know, borrowed money, you know, things like that. And I recognize how much crap that caused between them.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I don't want to do that. And it doesn't hurt me to say, hey, I'm going to go get this because, I mean, it's something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, you run out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I'm going to go get a hoodie today. And then, you know, it starts the conversation. Yeah. We go, hoodie? How many hoodies do you have? How many do you need?
So we're just getting something started. Sometimes yeah. it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that when I'm at my parents' house. I'm like, Dad, tell me about the girlfriend before you met Mom. And it's just, you know, it's just stirred up. It's the middle of the day. Why not?
Yeah. But Jody will always first tell me that I don't need whatever it is. Yeah. But then if I'm out somewhere and I see something and I get it, like it's never going to be over $30 or right. 40 at the most. And if I come home with it, she go, oh, what'd you get? Now, I got a shirt. It was on sale for 50% off at the, you know, at Belk mm-hmm. when I was in there today. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like,
and then do you have to, like, put on a show yeah. like, here it is?
No.
Oh.
No.
Man.
Mm-mm. But if she tells me, you know, used to when we had a lot more money than we have now, she would go on these and you know, go buy a bunch of stuff, clothes and whatnot. And then she'd go, oh, look, yeah. and I got you a prize today. And yeah. she would lay like two shirts out.
That's smart.
So then she said, now let me show you what I got.
Yeah. She's softening the blow a yeah. little bit.
But I never, you know, I've never griped about it or anything.
Yeah, but maybe you should now.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, then the response is, you don't know how much money we've got.
She's got a point there, yeah. too.
So you don't know whether we can afford something or not.
It's true.
I handle all that.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.